together in something we'll be able to have to give to any who might be interested and to play back ourselves so that we can recall it. Now, I think it was about 8 months ago that we had a contest. You know, everyone calls this place the care center, the care unit, and you don't have to be too much acquainted with what goes on in the world today. If you have a television set, you have the ads coming across for a care unit all the time. And you know what it stands for, an alcohol rehab center. That is not the purpose of the Park of the Palms, although it's a noble purpose. But the care that we give is personal care here to our folks, with a lot of love and tender care, and those that need some help in their independent living. And so we had a contest to rename this facility. And there were two people that won $25 gift certificates in suggesting the correct name, and that is the Robert J. Willie Manor. And that's the name of this building. Now, one of these days, we're going to have a little contest, and everyone that uses the word care unit is going to have to contribute a dollar. And we'll get everyone used to saying what it is. And we'll accept Robert J. Willie Manor, we'll accept Robert Willie Manor, we'll accept Willie Manor, and we'll even accept Manor. And it is a personal care center, however. This is an adult congregate living facility licensed by the state of Florida. We have the literature on the board there, on the bulletin board, that declares what it is. And some of the comments from the inspections that we've had, which have always been very good comments. Now, next to that is what we are really thrilled with today. We have a beautiful photograph of Robert Willie, and below it the plaque naming this in his honor. And that's the special occasion that calls us together today. Now, we're going to be saying lots of things about Mr. Willie and Mrs. Willie and the special occasion of the day, so I won't go on with anything further. There's one other thing I'd like to remember. I'd like you to remember. As you walk down the corridor, up the ramp, into our new section of the manor, you'll see a plaque there in memory of Sig Nelson, Siegfried Nelson. We all know Sig Nelson. Anne, where's Anne? Right in the middle here today. As you walk up there, you'll stop and read that. And this is a special recognition of memorials that have been given in his name, and two rooms have been furnished in dedication and memorial of Siegfried Nelson. So there are many things that have been done here, and we're happy for them, and there are many things to do. One of them will be to clean up after this storm. And we appreciate the help that we get from everyone. Now, we thought it would be appropriate to begin this little ceremony with a remembrance of Mr. Willie himself. And we've asked Mr. Ernest Woodhouse if he would do that. So we'll turn the mic over to him now.
I have a very short space of time, and I hope the scripture that I'm going to read is not going to be deducted from that time. I'm reading from one of the minor prophets. Speaking of a man of God, it says, and it's so appropriate when we think of Robert Willie, he had power with God. Yea, he had power and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us, even the Lord God of hosts. The Lord is his memorial. Therefore turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. Striking that there should be an exhortation at the end of such a declaration. At 3 o'clock this morning, I lay awake thinking how one can possibly, in 3.5 to 4 minutes, say anything adequate about Bob Willie. He came to the park in 1966 together with his good wife, and it wasn't very long before he was presented with crises of tremendous magnitude. And the fact that the park emerged from those under God, and humanly speaking, is attributable only to Robert Willie. No Robert Willie, there would have been no park, humanly speaking. And those of us who know the details realize how true that was. But four things occurred to me, and I obviously cannot say very much about them, but these were the things that occurred to me with regard to Robert Willie. He was a man of integrity. He loved truth. He was a man of industry. He loved work. He was a man of purpose. He loved people. And finally, he was a man of prayer, because he loved God. Very quickly, a man of integrity. If there was any one thing that was especially notable about Bob Willie, it was the fact that he was totally upright, refreshingly honest. When he was faced with a whole raft of unpaid bills, in God's name he made a promise, and that promise was kept. And then he was completely uncompromising. He took a stand for the truth that he loved, because he was a man of integrity. He was also a man of industry, and by that I mean he was a working man in the real sense of the word. From his earliest days, he went very quickly into engineering, and it wasn't very long before he found himself in aircraft engineering, and that took him to several different places in the world. In every one of them, he made his mark as a workman. In one particular center, he was sent to open a new aircraft factory, and although he was there probably less than 3 years, he built it up from scratch to an employee list of 500 people, and I'm quite sure that he did it by his praying. You see, his work was just an avenue for service for God. He also made it his business, after the war drove him out of Greece, where he was manager again of an aircraft plant, to travel around the country in England, totally committed to God and to faith, and his wife shares the credit under God with him, looking to no one for support. He traveled that country north and south, east and west, working on the behalf of the poor saints, the needy ones in Greece, so that he could raise up an army of prayer warriors for Greece. He was a man of industry. He loved work. When he came to the park, he had plenty. And right up until the days that he literally staggered from desk to desk, he worked, and he worked hard. He was a man of purpose. He loved people. That was true in the workaday world. He cared for people, people that he employed, people among whom he moved, neighbors among whom he lived. We know he cared about them because he made it his business not only to pray for them, but to witness to them. In his ministry, he cared. And those of us who benefited from it here in the park know how true that was. Bob Willie cared. In the park's administration, that was so very, very evident. He was a man of purpose. He loved people. And then finally, and most important, he was a man of prayer. He loved God. And if there was one word that Mrs. Willie mentioned to me in the course of just a quiet chat about him earlier this morning, she mentioned it a number of times. It was that word guidance, and how that God answered his prayers time and time again in most remarkable ways. The park, this part of the park, is to be a memorial to him. But the whole park is a memorial to his God because of him. He was a man of prayer. He started his day with prayer. He bathed his office with prayer. He made sure that his employees here knew what it was to pray with him. And it was because he loved God. This life of prayer, and that's not an exaggeration, his life was a life of prayer. And it was born of a devotion to the Lord Jesus. It was developed by a sense of dependence upon the Lord Jesus. I don't believe that Bob Willie had a greater fear than that he should go a warfare on his own charges. His dependence, his admission of dependence, his recognition of it, drove him to his knees. And it was effective to a marvelous degree. And we are here today because he was, as the plaque says, a man of God. Thank God for Robert Willie.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Ernest. And that was right within the time level, too, and we appreciate that. That is, one of our three speakers isn't here, so the other two can divvy up his time. But you did. But it was very appropriate, and we appreciate that so much. My privilege to introduce the members of the board to you. I'm going to start with Mr. Frank Wartenberg, who is here. He's the vice president of the board. In just a minute, I'll ask you all to stand up. Mr. James Gilbert, Mr. Stuart Bennett, whom we heard from earlier and who's from North Miami. He liked the taste of Elena wetness so much down there, he decided to come up here and get some of it.
I haven't seen a hurricane down here, so I come up to see what it's like.
Mr. Donald McDonald. And let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Where's John? Hiding back here. Mr. John Cease. And in a moment we'll be introducing Mr. Robert Majonier. Mr. James Hunter could not be with us today, and we're sorry about that. It's my privilege to work with these men as trustees of the Park of the Palms. And I count it a real privilege to be a part of them and to work with them. I wonder if they would just stand for a moment, including Mr. Majonier. Turn around and let's get a picture. Thank you, Jerry. Lest I forget, I've got it marked down for later, but we appreciate Jerry Taft coming and being our official photographer. But if you have your camera, you snap it all you want, because he may have forgotten to take the cover off of the lens. Who knows? I've seen that happen. Now we're going to call on the president of Park of the Palms Incorporated, Mr. Robert Majonier, to give us some background of Park of the Palms.
Well, it's good to see you all here today. There was a time when we didn't think this would ever happen. But 50 years ago, just thereabouts, Pop Tibbetts from Camp of the Woods in Speculator, New York, came down to the shore of Lake Brooklyn and acquired most of this property that's now the colony and the park, and dedicated it to the Lord's work as long as it was here. And we're thankful that we've been able to honor that dedication and maintain it, and that the land is still dedicated and used for the work of the Lord. In 1965, the Florida Gospel Pioneers stepped out in great faith, right, Frank, and bought the property from Gordon Purdy, who had succeeded Pop Tibbetts in managing the camp. It was a southern camp for Camp of the Woods. 1966, Bob Willie was asked to come over from Birmingham and be a part of this work, particularly to continue the conference ministry that had been here for a good many years. At that time, in a wood frame and steel building that sat down on the lakefront, the other side of Lillian's apartment, on those concrete piers that you can still see down there. And in 66, it was beginning to get weak, and pretty soon it began to fall apart, and finally, with much hesitancy, it was pushed down and finally dismantled. Bob's first move when he came here was to start Park of the Palms Church. He and Frank and Stuart and later John Meyer joined them, and they're all that's left of the original group that was here in the beginning of the work. In 1968, about, the church was, I think, incorporated somewhere along in there, and the chapel was built. In the meantime, there were two apartment buildings put up, and eventually a third one. Those are the three that are on the corner at the top of the hill. And somewhere in the process, all the property was deeded over to Park of the Palms Church. All of this was done with a view to getting the place tax exempt. And we found, after it all got into the hands of the church, that the government said, it's the tail wagging the dog, and we won't give you tax exemption. And that bothered Mr. Stratton. Where's Lou? Yeah, but just about that time, a new regulation went through, changing the whole nature of retirement homes, and the solution to the problem was to turn the ownership of the property over to Stewart's Foundation, who took it through a Florida corporation which they formed called Park of the Palms Incorporated, replacing a former corporation called Park of the Palms Incorporated. And that has held ever since that time, although the trustees were changed in 1977 from 17 members of Stewart's Foundation Board to 7 members of the new Park of the Palms Board. And incidentally, we obtained good, solid tax exemption in a classification that's been very usable to us, very profitable to us. About 1972, we drew up plans for a very elaborate set of buildings that would house about 600 to 800 people. We went to the town to get some support, and I remember appearing 2 or 3 times at Rotary Club and showing him our pictures and telling what it would do for the community. And it was a great plan, but it wasn't the plan that the Lord wanted us to follow. And so eventually we found ourselves very deeply in debt with no solution to the problem. And that's where the much prayer that had been encouraged and led by our brother Bob Willie down through the years brought us the solution. When Dr. Milton Weir donated the Stewart's Foundation a piece of land in Colorado Springs that we were able to push through Stewart's Foundation and eventually get back the mortgage and the note and all the interest Mark paid. And that was a great day when we could come back down here free of debt with no money to work with. But we had a nice piece of land and a beautiful place to carry out the things that we'd planned to do. Stewart's was very generous to us and donated to us the point across the lake, which they had tried to sell and were not successful in selling. And we subdivided it into 9 lots, and Century 21 sold those 9 lots in 3 days, and we got enough money out of it in cash so that we had working capital with which to start building buildings. And from that point on, we had no insurmountable problems. Now, we had 2 good gifts, one from Dr. Swenson, who was a retired chiropractor that lived down in the house that whose the goods are in now. And Marguerite Roberts, who lived in this room right here on the end of the row, which was outdoors at that time. And between those 2 gifts, we had enough money to put up this building, this first half of this building, with the exception of the room we're seated in. And a little later, we got enough gift money to add this room to the building, and we still found ourselves debt-free and beginning to build up a group of residents, which has grown today to somewhere in the 90s. I don't know what the latest count is, but we have several more coming in just a few weeks. I think this most important part of this residential community, which is the Willie Manor, to name it after our brother Bob Willie, is most fitting, because he's one of those men that, as you look back down the paths that the Lord has led us through, you say, "Thank you, Lord, for letting us work and live and experience a man like Bob Willie." I had 2 of them in my lifetime. One was Don Taylor, and one was Bob Willie, and they were similar to each other. My first experience with Don Taylor was to sit in the room and loan out $300,000 to build chapels that we didn't have. We didn't have the money. And I said, "Bob, where are you going to get it?" He said, "We're going to the back room." So we went in the back room, and we prayed for $300,000, and it was only a few days before it came in. And that was the way Don worked and the way Bob worked exactly. And we very much appreciate the years we spent with Bob. Now, that's historical, Bill. That's about what's happened down through the years, and you pick it up from that point on.
From that point on, we're here. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate your taking your time and a half. I'd like to just take a moment to acknowledge a couple other people. Where is Edith Vitale? She's on the phone. Oh, there she is, sitting back here. Just stand up for a moment, Edith. Edith is the director of the Willie Manor, and without her, it wouldn't function. We appreciate so much, Edith, what you're doing and the way you do it, and what God is doing through you and with you and under you. The bricks and mortar of this building, the building, the new addition next door, which you have a chance to see if you haven't seen it before, and most of the other building around here, has been under the general direction of a general contractor named Mike Redfern. And about the only time most of us have anything to do with Mike is when something doesn't work. And I said, "Where's Mike?" Mike had to be out of town on this holiday weekend. I think he knew about Elena and went up north somewhere. Behind him has been an architect friend, Mr. Donald Morgan, is down here. He was going to try to come over, but he hasn't been able to do it yet. And he might be over a little bit later. But Don does the work behind the scenes and gets the details on the plans, and then Mike carries them out. And we are thankful for this duo of men who do such good work. I can really thank so many people that have helped to get ready for today. It just kind of makes my heart ache a little bit if I didn't know the Lord is in charge, to see all this rain, when I see the way men have been working, and women, ladies, have been working to get everything ship-shape And along comes a storm, and the palm fronds are down, and all just everything's kind of messed up. The sidewalks are messy. We wanted to be just ship shape. But he knows, and we accept that, and they're happy about it. But I am thankful for many who have helped with this. Dan Richardson helped in getting that nice photo of Mr. Willie and getting it framed the nice way that he did. And we're appreciative of that. I'm very appreciative of the Park of the Palms staff. If there's ever an overworked bunch of people, it's the Park of the Palms staff, believe you. A certain member of our staff sat down to eat a late lunch, and I think he was 3 hours late for his dinner last night and about an hour late for his lunch this noon. I don't know whether he had any breakfast at all. But that's the way our people work. Not only the staff that are paid and underpaid, but also the volunteers. I have never seen anything like it. On a Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, you look outside and without hardly knowing it, here is this person cutting grass and the other person working on a special project, someone getting the boat going, and ladies working in various places, in the dining room, in the sewing room, and craft room, painting, you name it. I appreciate it so much. That's not what I appreciate. It's all done as unto the Lord. And that's what counts. And he keeps the books. And he knows. And that's why Park of the Palms is functioning the way it is. I've already mentioned Jerry Taft, who's doing a good job of getting pictures here today. Now, the third speaker that we were to have today was Mayor William Bean. And he was to talk about the perspective of the community in relation to Park of the Palms. Guess where he is? He's getting a disaster preparation plan underway. Need I tell you why? I think it would be good just to stop for a moment and remind ourselves that we're in the path of Hurricane Elena. It's very, very close to Cedar Key right now and headed for Gainesville, and if it keeps on that course, well, it's going to come right through Park of the Palms. We've had a little bit of the rain and a little bit of the wind so far. We don't know what the Lord has for us in the hours that lie ahead, but we're in his hands, and he knows. But he expects us to use our good judgment. And just a few things. Look around for things in your yard that might blow away, and you'll be looking for them later. Someone was just saying they came to look at the effects of a hurricane in Miami, and here was a 10,000-ton freighter on one of the main streets. That's the idea of the force of these forces of nature. So look around and just use good sense. Be sure to have some water standing by. Fill your water pots, 6 firkins apiece or whatever they are, with water, and we don't know whether we'll lose it or not. Check your flashlight. Don't overuse candles too much. They're a dangerous fire, but use good common sense. Stay away from large windows. You know, they look like good solid windows, but all it takes is the bough of a tree come falling off, and there can be glass splintering all over the place. Stay in the center of your buildings, and we're in the Lord's hand. And if we use our good sense and judgment, he'll take care of us. Those are a few things, and there might be others. We might run out of electricity, therefore your flashlights, candles if necessary. Now, I don't think the mayor would have been saying that. He'd have been saying something about the appreciation of the community for services given to the elderly. And we're sorry he couldn't. I think we'll try to get him back for a birthday luncheon or some other one very shortly so that we can have him talk to us. Now, one thing we want to mention before we have the ribbon-cutting ceremony over here to start our open house officially. Park of the Palms has been going on with these projects. You heard testimony to how the Lord has worked, has met the need. It was about a year and a half, I believe, ago that started turning the shovel here and turning ground on the addition to what we then called our care center, now the Willie Manor. And you see the beautiful results of what has happened there. Thank the Lord, the money was in the bank that paid for the entire center before it was started. And that's a testimony to the faithfulness of God. Now, we have a picture up here which is hard to see because there's so much brightness behind it. But it's an artist's conception of what our new dining room is going to look like, the Lord willing. We've been working hard on that, and the board has been discussing it. We've been looking at it from every angle, praying about it, and we trust in the will of the Lord to be able to begin that building about December 1st of this year. That will be right in front of the present dining room, a little closer to the lake, overlooking the lake, and it will be about half again the capacity of our present dining room upstairs, including the front porch. So it'll be very adequate to take care of the good numbers that we get. Take a look at it later when you can look a little closer. We're going to have brochures made up that will be able to tell the story of that. Just yesterday in the mail, I opened the mail, and here was a check for $1,000. It said, just a little bit. We thought you could use it for the new dining room. Isn't that lovely? I think the fund now is some $20,000. There's other money that was left over before we started this project. And we trust that we'll be able to build that and have it paid for by the time it's done. If not, the Stewards Foundation is considering a loan application, and if necessary, there might have to be a small loan from them to help with it. But we would like to see this first floor dining room with adequate capacity to take care of more people that can come into it and use it for the honor and glory of God. Now, we were going to have an open house following this, and there will be in this building. We were going to invite you to go to several different apartments on the grounds, Life Lease Apartments. Frances Swanson opened up hers. Helen Odenwelder and Beryl Hampton offered theirs. And there's a new one being built that's protected with shingles on it now that you can wander around if you wish. We don't know if any of you want to do that in this wet weather, but see either Frances or Helen or Beryl if you do, and I'm sure they can arrange a private tour for you. But stay here. Enjoy our refreshments. Here again, it's the ladies, part of our staff, part of the volunteers. Liz Gilbert has been working hard on it, and many, many others. Don't neglect to see the beautiful fountain and flowers, even though the rain is beating them to pieces. Ernest Woodhouse worked on that fountain, something furious, and it's really working nice. Is it on out there now? I turned it on earlier. And enjoy it. Now, I have done what I shouldn't have done and mentioned some names, but there's been so many of them that I'm not going to mention any more. But let me say, from our heart here at Park of the Palms, we appreciate very, very much everything that everyone is doing. Now, look who slipped in the front door. This is Don Morgan, our architect. I was just talking about your sketch over here. We appreciate the good work that you're doing and that you have done in the past, and we're looking forward to keeping that up. Thank you. I think the time now has come for a dedicatory prayer to commit these facilities to the Lord. And I'm going to ask our brother, Dr. Will Miller, who is our speaker at our Labor Day conference, to come up here and to lead us all together in prayer as these facilities are committed formally to the Lord.
It's a particular privilege and a very high honor to be here today. And I certainly would endorse all that has been said. It's been well said and truly said. I came here first in September 1966 and was here for 6 months working in the Gainesville area. And I can't tell you just how much the Willies meant to me at that particular time and have done ever since. And the memory of our dear brother, Bob Willie, is a very precious and wonderful one. I spoke at the first conference here at the Park of the Palms. We met in the old auditorium, which consisted of a series of tiers, very high, and Vera remembers that it just about brought Bob to tears in another sense, because he was always afraid that some of the people would topple off these tiers and there would be an accident, and he never was more happy when he saw that place finally demolished. But these were the good old days, and we thank God for the memories of the past. Shall we give thanks to the Lord? O God, our Father, we are so grateful today to Thee for the memory of our beloved brother Bob. We thank Thee, Lord, for every thought we have concerning him. It brings us such great joy to recall his faithfulness to Thee. And we know, as our dear brother has said, that this place could not have continued had it not been for the vision, for the faith, for the consistency of dear Robert Willie. And Lord, we know that he would have been the very one who would have said today, give God the glory, don't give it to me. And so we would say that the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. And Lord, we would give all the glory to thee right now. And we do pray that this wonderful manor that has been erected may be greatly blessed with the presence of the Lord. We pray that day by day there may be the consciousness of the fact that he is right here to comfort, to reassure, to bless all who are within these facilities. Lord, we are so grateful for the way in which thou hast provided the means so that this has been possible. And we want again to express to thee our deep gratitude that this has now become an accomplished fact. And we thank thee so much for those who are continuing this work. We pray thy blessing upon all who are associated with it. We thank thee, Lord, for the continuance of the ministry here. And we pray that there may be from day to day the realization that we are all seeking to serve the Lord Christ. For all those, Lord, who have the responsibility of this work at Park of the Palms, we pray thy blessing to be upon them. We're so grateful, Lord, that thou hast raised up our beloved brother Bob Majonier so that he's able to continue here to give the leadership in the work. Lord, we just can praise thee for thy healing hand that has been upon him. Truly this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We pray that thou wilt bless thee and all who serve here, and grant, Lord, that we may ever keep in view the fact that the day is fast approaching when we shall be in thy presence where there is fullness of joy. With such a blessed hope in view, we would more holy be, more like our blessed Lord, whose face we soon shall see. Now we just would commit this whole institution into thy hands, O Lord. We give thee thanks for it, and we pray that thou wilt indeed bless it abundantly in the days that lie ahead until Jesus comes again, as we give thanks and dedicate this building now to thee in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
That was in different tongues. Now, right after the ribbon cutting ceremony, just a couple things. We didn't have our guest book out quite early enough. There is a guest book back in the corner there. When you're circulating around, please sign so we know who has been here. And then there's literature over on the table here concerning Park of the Palms. There's also a schedule of the Labor Day Conference, which begins tonight at 7:30. And there's other literature about the park there, and please help yourself to any of it. And then there's goodies back here. Now, in order for us to function and people approach that table, I'm going to ask some of the able-bodied men, as soon as the ribbon cutting is over, if they will take some of the folding chairs and just get them back out of the way. We'll appreciate that. Now, Mrs. Willie, Vera Willie, do you have a little speech you'd like to give us first?
I'm so overwhelmed with everything, all the kindness of everybody and their appreciation of Bob. And I was going to say I wish he was here today to hear it, but then maybe you wouldn't be saying all these things. So I just thank the Lord for ever bringing us to the park and for all the way he has led us with the ups and downs. And just thank the Lord for Bob and Genevieve, who have stood with us all the way through, and for bringing Bill and Peggy here. And oh, I could go on, because I love you all, and I thank the Lord for all of you. I just praise the Lord and pray as he gives me health to go on, even if it's only knitting afghans.
All right, if you would proceed over there to the ribbon and take the scissors, and if we can get the photographer over here to get a close-up on it, please.
You'd rather cut that lovely ribbon.
Sure, duck under here. And then our time together is over, and we thank you all again for coming.